the studios of Radio Sai at Prashanti Nilayam. My name is Chandu Vijay and you're listening to Love to Love. A very good afternoon, dear listeners. Prashanti Nilayam is slowly filling up again as devotees from all around the globe are flocking here to celebrate the birth of the Lamb of God. Yes, it is the Christmas season again and it is one of my favorite times of the year. Well, the Christmas special of Love to Love is for another week. For this week, we have a special interview to broadcast. Last month saw many reputed artists making their offering of love at the Divine Lotus Feet here in Prashanti Nilayam as a part of the week-long birthday celebrations. On the 18th of November was a concert by a reputed Hindustani and Sufi singer, Srimati Kajal Chandiramani. Srimati Kajal started learning music at the tender age of 11 from her grandfather, Padma Shri Professor Ram Panjwani. She is also the winner of the popular TV music show Saregama. Till date, she has given several concerts in India and abroad and has many Sindhi music albums to her credit. On the 18th of November, she was accompanied by Sri Ashok Jain on the keyboard, Sri Tahir Khan on the tabla, Sri Tara Shankar on the guitar, Sri Prajapati on dholak, and Sri Sai Prasad on the cymbals. The next day after her concert, she graciously agreed for a short conversation with Radio Sai. In conversation with Miss Chandiramani is Radio Sai's Karuna Munshi, and interspersed in the interview are select songs from her concert in the Divine Presence on the 18th of November.
Would you like to tell us a little bit about your background, Kajalji?
Yes, I started when I was 11 years old. And the reason I started is when I was even younger than that, wherever I went, like, I had a good voice and people would just ask me to sing some songs, and my mother realized that I have a good voice and there is potential for me to learn music. And the family background already was very musical because my grandfather, my maternal grandfather, Professor Ram Panjwani, he was a very big name in Sindhi music and culture. He was a professor. He was honored with the Padma Shri, and he was a Sufi singer and sort of saint. So there was music in the family.
And every there was spirituality.
Yes,
in the
spirituality.
Family.
And every Monday night there used to be like a we call it a prayer meeting, like a chonki. That's a typical Sindhi word. We used to have it in our house for about 50 years, non-stop, every Monday night. So as a kid also, my grandfather encouraged me to sing there. Whatever I knew, he said, no, you have to sing there. That's how my interest developed in music. And my mother put me under a very good teacher in Ahmedabad.
And where was this?
This was in Ahmedabad. I grew up in Ahmedabad. So Shri Krishnakant Bhai Parikh from the Mewati Gharana, I started my classical music training under him.
Wonderful, yeah. And I think it has really served you well. The concert you offered at Bhagwan's Lotus Feet yesterday in the evening, that is on the evening of November 18, 2014, it was spellbinding. That's really had the audience wrapped around
Swami's
your little figure.
Grace. That's
everybody
grace.
Was singing with you, loving your music, clapping along, and you brought the Saikulvanth also alive. It felt like good old days and Bhagwan used to be physically present.
All
How
Swami's
did you get
grace.
To get this opportunity to present before the Lord?
Bombay Dharm Kshetra, they invited me to sing on Cheti Chand this year. Mm-hmm. So I think it was the first time where in any of Swami's missions or ashrams, Jhulelal Sai's murti was like the foundation was laid. That's our Isht Devta,
yes.
Jhulelal. So they inaugurated the statue and they had it installed there on Cheti Chand Day.
Which
Sindhi
is our
Sindhi New Year.
Yeah.
That's when they approached me to sing there. So I did a 1.5 hour rendering over there of Sindhi and Hindi bhajans. That's how it started.
Wonderful.
Yes, yes.
And what was the experience like to sing in the Saikulvanth Hall? I believe you're visiting Prashanti Nilayam after a very long gap.
I came here last, I think about 7-8 years back.
Mm.
And I've been here 5 times, and every time I've come here, even as a kid, every time I was here, and I would just pray to Swami that I want to sing over here for you, in front of you. So it's been a lifelong wish, and finally it came true. So I'm so happy.
And when you were singing in front of the beautiful Mahasamadhi in the serenity and grandeur and glory of Prashanthi Nilayam Sai Kulwanthal. What was going on in your mind?
I just felt his presence. I was singing for Swami, so it was like he's there. I literally felt his presence, and it's only because of him that I've reached here, because I didn't ask anybody, I didn't tell anybody that I want to come here, only he knew it.
He was listening your heart.
Yes, so he's got me here, so it was just him and me. It was beautiful, yes.
Your selection of songs was lovely. How did you determine, you know, O Palan Hare, Om Namah Shivaya, and that the last bhajan you sang, Damadam Mastakalandas?
Yes. So these are all my favorite songs, and I feel wherever, because I do a lot of bhajan programs, so wherever I sing these, I know that the audience connects immediately, you know, because they're very easy on the tongue, very simple, and plus very melodious. So I knew that it'll appeal to the people. So, and they are all beautiful bhajans.
Yeah,
yeah, that's how I just went by my gut feeling.
And I think you did a good job.
Thank you.
Very good judgment call.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Kajal ji, I understand you've had a spiritual leanings and background since your childhood. Now, coming to Prashanthi Nilayam, what does this add to your spiritual flavor?
Like you said, there is a very deep-rooted spirituality because it runs in the family life. Coming here has added a new dimension in the sense that I've always been a Swami devotee, and there have been so many experiences and things in life. So this has made the faith and belief even more strong. And anyway, my leaning is more towards devotional and bhajans and Sufi music, you know. I was a winner of Saregama also on ZTV.
Wow.
So I could have easily at that time diverted towards film music and, you know, got into that. But somehow, I don't know, this is God's way of pulling me on this side. And I'm telling you, after so many years for me to be singing here, I've done bhajans for Swami in people's homes, so many places, even in London, all centers all over the world. But out of the blue, just to get a chance and to sing here, that too for his birthday celebrations, is like the biggest gift that Swami could give me, biggest thing for me.
We're so happy for you.
Same here.
You know, as a person who was born into the Sindhi culture, you mentioned your Ishta Devata is Jhulelal Sai.
Yes.
And then there is Sri Sathya Sai.
Yes.
So how do you process the two? How do you integrate them?
Ultimately, they're all the same. It's just one God and different names. You can, like Swami used to say, you can worship any deity, any image, any God. But ultimately, the root is the same. God is just one. He says love. Love is God. So, and Jhulelal Sai is Varun Devta.
Mm-hmm.
So there are so many, we in Hindu mythology, we have so many devtas. But I think ultimately it's all the same thing, absolutely the same thing.
So nice.
And when
to
you
hear
sing,
that.
When you sing with your eyes shut, whether it's you're singing for Swami, there could be Jhulelal Sai on this side, there could be Krishna Bhagwan, but ultimately it's just you're lost.
Such is the power of beautiful melodious music.
Yes.
May I ask you to please just hum a few lines from your few of the bhajans you sang yesterday? They were so melodious.
Yeah, sure. This is one of my favorites. Mere Sai, Mere Sai, Tere Murat Rahe Man Mein. Mere Sai, Satya Sai, Teri Murat Rahe Man Mein. Yahi Vardaan Main Paun, Yahi Vardaan Main Paun. Rahe Tu Hi Sumiran Mein. Mere Sai, Mere Sai, Teri Murat Rahe Man Mein. Bahut sundar ek bhajan, simple lekin bada sundar bhajan. Mm-hmm.
mere sai mere sai teri murat rahe man mein mere sai mere sai teri murat rahe man mein yahi मालिक तुम हो सबके
Trouble you, I'm getting greedy here. No. Sounds so nice.
O palan hare, nirgun aur nyare, tumre bin hamra kaunu nahi, hamri uljhan, suljhao bhagwan, tumre bin हमरा कौनू नाही तुम है हमका हो संभाले तुम है हमरे रखवारे तुमरे बिन हमरा कौनू नाही तुमरे बिन हमरा कौनू नाही ओ पालनहारे निर्गुण और न्यारे तुमरे बिन हमरा कौनू नाही पालनहारे निर्गुण और न्यारे तुमरे बिन हमरा कौनू नाही हमरी उलझन सुलझाओ भगवन तुमरे बिन हमरा कौनू नाही तुम है हमका संभाले तुम है हमरे रखवारे तुमरे बिन हमरा कौनू नाही तुमरे बिन हमरा कौनू नाही पालनहार
प्यार न्यारे तुमरे बिन हमरा कौनू नाही हमरी उलझन सुलझाओ भगवन तुमरे बिन हमरा
So pure. That brings me to my next question, Kajalji. You know, your melodious music is so steeped in devotion and love for God. How does a singer of your high caliber, who has consciously chosen to steer away from the commercial side of music industry, how do you sustain yourself economically? Is that not a temptation, a challenge?
By God's grace, my husband does very well.
Okay. Thank you for that, Swami. Okay.
No, but...
But, you know, greed has no end. Even if your husband does well, you know, there always be that temptation for a singer. I'm so talented and, you know, I have so much to offer. Why not go into the money-making business? How do you
determine
that
priority? Even that is Swami's
grace.
No, I think I'm very content. Artistically, yes, I would love to sing in movies, for movies. Yes, as an artist, I would love to.
Yeah.
That's like another dimension, a challenge. Even that is a unfulfilled wish and dream. But ultimately, even when I have this wish, the second thing that comes to me is Swami knows.
Yeah.
If he thinks it's right for me, it's good for me, he's going to give it to me.
So
it just ends there. Uh-huh. It just doesn't go beyond that because he knows aage piche, Swami knows everything.
Exactly.
So it's not that I keep saying I want to sing. He knows I want to. If he knows it's good for me, if he feels it's right for me, he'll give it to me. Otherwise, I'm very content where I am. Uh-huh. And because I do a lot of Sufi shows, economically that takes care of me. Yes, financially, because that is also, you like to feel that, you got it's worth it. But the minute I sing and I connect, I think it's just worth it only because of that.
भक्ति में शक्ति इतनी है, भक्ति में शक्ति इतनी है, द्वार स्वयं खुल जा।
Nice. I think that cleanliness of heart, that purity of purpose comes through in your voice very beautifully.
Thank you.
Since you're so given to Sufi music, can you hum a few lines for our listeners, please?
Sure.
Of
sure.
your choice?
Yes. In Sufi music, Abida Parveen ji is one of my favorites. She's my idol.
Mine too.
Idol, yes. I love her. And I've been listening to her and singing her Sufi song since I was like 11, 12, so just one of those. Ho tere ishq na chaya, tere ishq na chaya, karke thaiya thaiya, karke thaiya thaiya, छेती आवी वे तबीबा, नहीं ता मैं मर गया। छेती बोड़ी वे तबीबा, नहीं ता मैं मर गया। तेरे इश्क नचाया, तेरे इश्क नचाया, हो तेरे इश्क नचाया, करके थैया थैया। छेती आवी वे तबीबा, नहीं ता मैं मर गया। छेती बोड़ी वे तबीबा, नहीं ता मैं मर गया। ओले छुप गया सूरज, बाहर रह गई लाली। ओले छुप गया सूरज, ओले छुप गया सूरज, बाहर रह गई लाली। वे मैं सदके होवा, देव मुड़ जैसे खाली। अड़िया मैं भूल गया, अड़िया मैं भूल गया, हो अड़िया मैं भूल गया, तेरे नाल न जाया। छेती आवी वे तबीबा, नहीं ता मैं मर गया। छेती बोड़ी वे तबीबा, नहीं ता मैं मर गया।
Awesome. Obviously, I could figure out that the song is something to do with the divine romance,
yes,
for God.
Yes.
But can you slightly elaborate on that, what it meant?
It's like, Tere ishq nachaya karke thaiya thaiya. The love for God makes me dance. Hmm. Cheti avi me tabiba. Tabib is one who gives you medicine.
Okay.
Your love is like a fever. Cheti avi me means jaldi aaja. She's telling them,
come quickly.
Yeah, come quickly. Naita main mar jayenge. Otherwise, I'm going to die. I'm missing you so much. I'm remembering you so much. But it's like in the divine form.
Of course. Very beautiful.
Thank you.
Kajal ji, who is finally Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba for you?
He is life. I shut my eyes and I see Swami in front of me. Whenever I sing, it's for him. Wherever I sing, it's for him. So it's like, and it's not like I have to actually shut my eyes to visualize Swami. Mm. He's with me all the time. And it's a 24-hour communication.
That's yes. so moving.
Yes. He's my friend. He's my brother. He's my mother. He's everything to me.
Thank you so much.
My
I'm
pleasure.
Sure it'll be very, very interesting for our listeners to hear you, and along with the music that you sang in the studio as well as in the Kulwantan.
Thank you. My pleasure, Karuna ji.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. Sai Ram. Sai Ram.
O lal meri pat rakhiyo bhala jhule lalan, o lal meri sindhri ja sevan da sakhar
Thank you.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You just listened to an interview with the Sufi singer Srimati Kajal Chandiramani. Interspersed in the interview were select songs from her concert in the Divine Presence on the 18th of November. My sincere thanks to Radio Sai's Karuna Munshi for recording this interview for me. Now, moving on with the rest of the show, we have some heartwarming stories and music in store for you. And the first story is titled, Rich or Poor. And the story goes thus. A rich man once took his 8-year-old son for a visit to his distant cousins who lived on a farm. He said, "Son, I want you to see for yourself the difference in our lives and the lives of those who live in the villages." They stayed at the farm for a weekend. They watched the farmers plow the fields. They watched them milking the cows. The son enjoyed running after the hens and looking for their eggs. They ate the simple meals of dal and chapatis sitting cross-legged at the floor in the backyard. On their way home, the father asked his son, "Son, did you see how poor people live?" "Yes," said the boy with a wistful look in his eyes. "I realized, Dad, how poor we are." The father raised his eyebrows. Surely he heard it wrong. The boy continued, "I realized that we have air-conditioned rooms only, while they have air-conditioned countryside. I realized that while we buy 6 packets of milk, they have 6 cows to give them milk. I saw that while we only have a small patch of land behind our house, they have acres of it. I saw that while we have to go to the rooftop to watch the stars, they can watch them all night and anywhere. I saw that while we ate bread that comes from a packet with only thin layer of butter, they can eat fresh home-baked chapatis with dollops of fresh butter on them. I saw that while you jog on your treadmill, they can run anywhere on their land. I saw that while we have to go to the clubhouse for a swim, they have their own stream. I saw that we only know how to say, 'I love you,' they really know how to show it. I realize now, Father, how poor we are. Can we visit our rich cousins again sometime?" The father was speechless. His city-bred son had seen through the falsities of our so-called modern life. Truly, those who live simply are richer and happier. They have more time to share love. In our modern-day living, we have no time for anyone, sometimes not even for ourselves. We prefer things to people. We slog from morning to night to earn money. In the process, we forget the very purpose of life. So, dear listeners, there is a lot of happiness in simple living and high thinking. Today, sit back and think about your life and then try to answer this simple question. Am I rich or am I poor?
Sai bhakton ki saji mehfil tamam. साईं भक्तों की सजी महफिल समान है, साईं भक्तों की सजी महफिल तमाम है। आज की ये शाम मेरी, आज की ये शाम मेरी साईं जी के नाम है, साईं भक्तों की सजी महफिल तमाम है, साईं भक्तों की सजी महफिल तमाम है। आज की ये शाम मेरी, आज की ये शाम मेरी मेरे साईं जी के नाम है, साई भक्तों की सजी महफिल तमाम है, साई भक्तों की सजी महफिल तमाम। रुतबा निराला देखा साईं दरबार का, हो गया है हज कर दीद सरकार का, हो गया है हज कर दीद सरकार का। साईं चरणों में मेरा सजदा सलाम है, साईं चरणों में मेरा सजदा सलाम है। आज की ये शाम मेरी, आज की ये शाम मेरी साईं जी के नाम है, साईं भक्तों की सजी महफिल तमाम है, साईं भक्तों की सजी महफिल तमाम। के दुख गम सब भूल जाऊंगा, दुनिया के दुख गम सभी भूल जाऊंगा, ओम नमो साईं राम धुनी में रमाऊंगा, ओम नमो साईं राम धुनी में रमाऊंगा। अब मुझे क्या इस दुनिया से काम है, अब मुझे क्या इस दुनिया से काम है। आज की ये शाम मेरी साईं जी के नाम है, साईं भक्तों की सजी महफिल तमाम है, साईं भक्तों की सजी महफिल तमाम। मुझे फुर्सते जहान से कोई ना हटाए मुझे साईं जी के ध्यान से, मुश्किल से फुर्सते जहान से कोई ना हटाए मुझे साईं जी के ध्यान से, कोई ना हटाए मुझे साईं जी के ध्यान से। बाबा जी के चरणों में, साईं जी के चरणों में देखे चारों धाम है, साईं जी के चरणों में देखे चारों धाम है। आज की ये शाम मेरी, आज की ये शाम मेरी साईं जी के नाम है, साईं भक्तों की सजी महफिल तमाम है, साईं भक्तों की सजी महफिल तमाम। का फूल नहीं रोज रोज खिलेगा, ओए हंस ऐसा अवसर फिर कब मिलेगा। जिंदगी का फूल कहीं रोज रोज खिलेगा, ओए हंस ऐसा अवसर फिर कब मिलेगा। सच कहे हंस राज हंस ही गुलाम है, सच कहे हंस राज हंस ही गुलाम है। आज की ये शाम मेरी, आज की ये शाम मेरी साईं जी के नाम है, साईं भक्तों की सजी मैं तू कहां साईं जी के नाम है, साईं भक्तों की सजी
Welcome back, dear listeners. The next story has some parenting advice, and it is called Like Father, Like Son. Now, some of us are born to be extroverts and make friends with anybody who comes our way. Now, such people can talk to any person and smile at strangers with ease. Now, that is the way Vineet's father was. But Vineet seemed to be poles apart from his dad. He was 15 years old and yet had no friends. He spent his holidays in front of his best friend, the computer. There were no phone calls from his friends. There were no outings or movies. And schoolwork seemed to be such a bore. So he just wanted to be by himself. Time and again, father pushed his son to get out of his shell. Father would ask Vineet to go meet his own friends and discuss work with them. But Vineet would barely get past opening his mouth. Now, at school, Vineet would talk to his friends only when it was unavoidable. He was little more expressive at school than at home. Now, one evening, his father said, "Son, did you go to the gym to talk to the instructor?" "No, Dad," came the careless reply, because Vineet was busy racing cars on the computer. His lack of attention towards Dad was, as usual, a cause of tension and annoyance. Every evening when father returned home from work, he would ask Vineet, "So son, how many hours did you study today?" And then there would be an endless lecture on the do's and don'ts of life, on time management, on priorities in life, on future plans and so on. But instead of understanding that father was genuinely concerned about his son's future, the boy would get irritated at what he felt was a daily lecture. When dad would start, he would think, "Oh, here he goes again," and promptly would shut his ears. Now, days and months passed by. The same scene was enacted every evening, but the boy was non-serious about his work or his personality development as ever. He was a couch potato housing an extremely intelligent brain. Now, one day, the father met a wise man. And he discussed the attitude of his son with this wise man. The wise man smiled and he said, "Have you ever observed the sun? I mean the S-U-N, sun." Yes, of course, the father, not quite understanding what the wise man was referring to. The wise man continued telling, "The sun, when it rises, gives its light from an angle. At noontime, it's right overhead. And soon it starts its descent. When the sun is overhead, it is scorching hot and it is harsh. And as the sun moves away and gives light from an angle or a distance, it becomes warm and beautiful. The sun does not stay overhead for a long period of time. Most of the time, it is shining on you from afar." "That is true," said the father, with a puzzled look on his face. Now the wise man went on to clarify. He said, "You too need to be like the sun. Don't boss over your son. Don't stand on his head so much so that he feels suffocated by the heat. Watch him from a distance. Give him your protection and warmth from a distance. Whenever he looks up, he should see that you're watching on him and shining your love upon him. If you tower over him, his shadow shall be short and he will feel the heat. If you keep a distance, you will feel the warmth. He will feel the warmth of your love. Give him the space that he needs. Don't suffocate him. Let him think with his own mind. Don't think on his behalf. Give the warmth of your presence to your children. Don't give them so much heat that they sizzle and burn out." You know, dear listeners, perhaps too many of us are bossing over our kids. We are crippling their ability to think. We influence their thinking before they get an opportunity to think. It is a good idea to emulate the son. If a father could emulate like father, like S-U-N son, eventually he may end up having a son he's proud of and shall be happy to say like father, like S-O-N son. You know, have you ever heard of a hot hug? No, right? But a warm hug from dads are surely very comforting.
Rakho more love, rakho more Sai Baba. Rakho more love, rakho more Sai Baba.
রাখো মোরে সাইন বাবা,
রাখো মোরে লাল, রাখো মোরে সাইন বাবা,
রাখো মোরে লাল, রাখো মোরে সাইন বাবা,
রাখো মোরে লাল, মোরে মোরে সাইন বাবা,
রাখো মোরে
তুমি রহি করি মোর বাবা, নজর করম করো রহম করো মো পে,
রাখো মোরে লাল, রাখো মোরে সাই বাবা,
তুমি রহি করি মোর বাবা, তুমি রহি করি মোর বাবা, নজর করো করো ধ্যান করো মো পে,
রাখো মোরে লাল, রাখো মোরে সাই বাবা,
গুরু শোনো কে খুদা বন্দে লায়জাল হে তুমি, यही मिसाल है तेरी कि बेमिसाल है तू, तेरा कमाल ही दुनिया के हर कमाल में है, ये शान तेरी के हर शान में कमाल है तू,
रखो रखो मोरे लाल, रखो मोरे साईं बाबा,
রাখো মোরে
লাল,
রাখো মোরে সাইন বাবা, রাখো 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 মোরে লাল, রাখো
রাখো মোরে লাল, রাখো মোরে সাইন বাবা, রাখো মোরে লাল, রাখো মোরে সাইন বাবা, রাখো মোরে লাল, রাখো মোরে সাইন বাবা, রাখো মোরে লাল, রাখো মোরে লাল, রাখো মোরে সাইন বাবা, রাখো মোরে লাল, রাখো মোরে সাইন বাবা, রাখো মোরে লাল, রাখো মোরে সাইন বাবা,
জগত গুরু জগতার তুমি হো,
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 বলিয়ন কে সরদার তুমি হো,
রাখো মোরে লাল, রাখো মোরে সাইন বাবা, রাখো মোরে সাইন বাবা, রাখো মোরে লাল, 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 রাখো মোরে সাইন বাবা, রাখো মোর
Welcome back, dear listeners. Well, haven't you heard of the phrase, nature is the best teacher? So let us see what we can learn from the story of an ice cube. So a jug of water stood on the table and it had some ice cubes in it. Strangely, there was a conversation between the water and the ice cubes, and this is what they said. The water said, "Ice cubes, my dears, I am all around you and you are enveloped by me. You cannot move away from me. I am above you, below you, around you and beside you." The ice cubes replied, "Yes, but we are solid. We have wonderful shape. Our corners are so perfect, not like you, shapeless and formless." Water said, "Dears, you are in me and I am in you. We are inseparable. You are mine and I am yours. We belong to each other. You are my flesh and blood." The ice cubes replied, "Nonsense. We may be in you, but you are surely not in us. We are beautiful like crystals. We were made in the Star Ice Factory in India." And the water replied again, "My beloved ice cubes, you and I are one. You are also made up of water like me. You don't know it, but I do." Ice cube said, "We are ice, pure as gold. Water? No. Poo on you." And as the dialogue went on, slowly the ice cubes started melting. And they tried hard to keep from melting, but soon their shapely bodies started to lose their shape. And the ice cubes started calling for help. They said, "Help! We are being sucked into the water. What is happening?" And water calmly replied, "Come and merge in me, my children. I am waiting for you. Come, let me embrace you." Ice cube said, "No, let us go. We have places to go. We have lots to do. Don't touch us." Alas, their voices became fainter and fainter till they could be heard no more. The water smiled and was at peace, for what belonged to it had merged into its realms. So dear listeners, this is the truth that Bhagwan Baba reveals to us when he says, "I am in you, with you and around you. I am in you and you are in me. You and I are one." If only we let go of our whims and fancies, if only we drop the airs we put on, if only we look within, if only we allow ourselves to melt into God's embrace gracefully, can we experience what Baba is here to tell us, and then bliss shall be ours. You know, let us look at this from a different perspective. When we are young, we feel as though we are never going to grow old. We tend to look upon our parents and grandparents as oldies, little realizing that soon we shall be in their shoes. We are all journeying the same road. They are just slightly ahead of us on the same path. Youth shall soon give away to middle age, and that shall soon melt into old age. The shape and form of this body shall not last forever. So there is nothing to be vain about.
तेरा नाम लिया तू हो लिया
उसके साथ साईनाथ 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 तेरे हजारों हाथ साईनाथ तेरे हजारों हाथ इत देखो तो लागे कन्हैया खुद देखो तो दुर्गा मैया इत देखो तो इत देखो तो लागे कन्हैया उत देखो तो दुर्गा मैया नानक की मुस्कान है मुख पर शान मोहम्मद भी है मुख पर शान मोहम्मद भी है मुख पर साईनाथ 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 तेरे हजारों हाथ साईनाथ तेरे हजारों हाथ में उजाला नीम तेरे की मीठी छाया बदले हर चोले की काया बदले हर चोले की काया साईनाथ 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 तेरे हजारों हाथ साईनाथ तेरे हजारों हाथ तेरा दर है दया का सागर सब मजहब भरते हैं गागर तेरा दर है दया का सागर सब मजहब भरते हैं गागर पावन पारस तेरी आग तेरा पत्थर कण कण राग तेरा पत्थर कण कण राग साईनाथ 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 तेरे हजारों हाथ साईनाथ तेरे हजारों हाथ जिस जिसने तेरा नाम लिया जिस जिसने तेरा नाम लिया तो हो लिया उसके साथ साईनाथ 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 तेरे हजारों हाथ साईनाथ तेरे हजारों हाथ साईनाथ तेरे हजारों हाथ साईनाथ तेरे हजारों हाथ।
Welcome back, dear listeners. Well, no telling of stories is complete without one of those classic Lord Vishnu Narada story from the Indian mythology. So here is one of those Lord Vishnu and Narada story, and let us see what we can learn from this story. So once upon a time, there was a dialogue between Lord Vishnu and Narada. So Lord Vishnu asked, "Do you know who is the greatest of all the five elements?" Narada thought for a moment and replied, "The earth, of course, my lord. Who can be greater than the earth? She bears the burden of all creatures, living and non-living." Lord Vishnu said, "But 3/4 of the earth is covered with water. So there is more water than the earth. So who is greater, earth or water?" Well, Narada replied, "Well, in that case, obviously the water is the greater one." Lord Vishnu said, "Do you know that at one time, sage Agastya drank the whole of the ocean? Strangely, the whole ocean fitted into the stomach of sage Agastya. So isn't sage Agastya the greater than water?" Narada replied, "Well, Lord, it seems he is." Then Lord Vishnu said, "But eventually, Agastya became a star in the sky. He is one of the seven sages in the constellation Saptarishi. So, is the sky larger or is Agastya larger?" Well, Narada replied quite sheepishly, "Surely the sky is greater than the star, for it has so many stars and planets in it." Lord Vishnu then said, "Do you know that when God came to earth in the form of Vamana avatar, King Bali promised to give land equal to that which could be measured by Vamana in 3 steps. At that time, Vamana measured the whole of earth in 1 step. In the 2nd step, he covered the entire space between earth and the sky. There was no place left for him to take his 3rd step. It was then that King Bali asked Vamana to place his 3rd step on his own head. So Lord Vamana placed his foot on the head of Bali. So Narada, is God greater or is the sky greater than God?" Narada replied with a smile, "Lord, I am totally confused. You are the greatest. I cannot comprehend anything. You are the greatest. That is all I can understand from this conversation." Lord Vishnu replied again with a smile. He said, "Do you know where God lives? He lives in the heart of the devotee. So who is greater, the Lord or devotee?" Narada was startled. He asked, "Do you mean that devotee is greater than God?" And then Lord Vishnu replied very casually, "Of course he is." You know, dear listeners, this story was narrated by Swami during one of his discourses. Swami, in all his benevolence, summed up saying, "God is the servant of a devotee. There is none superior to a devotee in this world. God's heart can be melted only through love. So develop total love." Well, so dear listeners, I hope you enjoyed this show. The time in the studios is close to 3:30 p.m. and I have to conclude the show now. At 3:30 p.m. we will have the live Telugu segment, Sri Satya Sai Divya Sandesha Jhari, hosted by Brother Sai Prasad. So this is Chandu Vijay signing off with a prayer that may all the beings in all the worlds be happy, happy and happy. Jai Sai Ram.